Hey, it's Irene here with your microdose of intelligent inspiration for the day. Connect with your true self and find your spark. Let's go. Have you heard the terms sunk cost and sunk cost fallacy? I've heard of them. I know what they are, but just last week, these terms came up 3 or 4 times from disparate sources. And when that kind of thing happens, I wake up and tune in. What am I supposed to learn from these suddenly consistent but kind of random references to the same thing? So I went down the mental journey of thinking about what a sunk cost is. In the occasions in which they came up for me this past week, they were not related to economics, though they are economic terms. They were related to life choices, personal development, career paths, that kind of thing. In economics, the sunk cost is an expenditure that's been paid, it's spent, and you're not going to be able to get it back. The sunk cost fallacy in behavioral economics is the idea that we have to keep spending or investing even when something is clearly not bearing a return. There's been so much poured in, the participant keeps going erroneously. In non-economic terms, my thoughts on this random term that has become present in the last week is that there's no such thing as a sunk cost in my life. Yes, it was a sunk cost when I bought in my early 20s a used Audi, and after that first repair, I had spent money on it, so I paid for the next repair and the next repair. Those were sunk costs because, my friends, I never got my money back on that vehicle. It had to be sold for what it was, and I was out the cost of those repairs. I lived and breathed that sunk cost fallacy in terms of an economic decision related to an object. But when I look at that story in terms of my life, I don't define it as a sunk cost altogether because guess what? I learned from that situation. The money I spent on repairs that were never going to fix a lemon of a car taught me to never do that again. Suffice to say, I won't do it on a used car, and I won't do it in other things in my life, be that literal spending of money on something that clearly isn't going to bring a return, but also in those things that out of the gate reveal themselves to be proverbial lemons, if you will. There's no sunk cost related to my career path, my relationships, my choices in terms of other aspects of my everyday life. I reframe any of those kinds of thoughts and I receive them not as sunk costs, but as investments in my growth and learning, even if that growth and learning was specific to teach me what to not do again. I live my life based on the acceptance of the fact that every step on the path is necessary. Sometimes when I finally arrive at something that is satisfying and wonderful, I may think, oh, why didn't I get here sooner? And then I have to pause and realize that the jagged journey to the wonderful thing was what got me there. The lessons along the way are what got me there. There was no sunk cost. There was no wasted time. All of it was proven to be necessary and ultimately helpful to me. So maybe you haven't heard the term sunk cost or sunk cost fallacy since college when you took some kind of economic 101 class. But I'm here today to bring it to light and invite you to have an awakening as I did. Nothing's wasted if you wake up to the lesson. Nothing is wasted if you are attuned to the value and the purpose in the thing you experienced. Let that sink in. Your life has no sunk cost. You are not too far down the path on that career. You have not stayed in that relationship too long. You have not done that thing, repeated that procedure, believed that belief too long if you are awake to change, if you are awake to learn and grow. All of that is not sunk. It is an investment. You get to decide what any of that means. And I invite you to see what you might presume as a sunk cost as an investment. You are right on time. You're where you need to be. You have the power to pivot, to improve, and to step into your true self. Thank you for listening today, and I'm already looking forward to next time.
To come out from the dark. We're inspired to come out from the dark.
I want to help you find your spark. Head over to irenewilliams.com for more resources and to join my email list.